Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. Today's topic, forgiveness. Yeah, I know, sounds a little heavy, maybe even a bit preaky, right? But trust me, we're going deep, getting real, and finding ways to actually practice forgiveness, not just in theory, but in the trenches of our everyday lives. Because let's be honest, holding onto grudges and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know that feeling when someone does something that stings? That pit in your stomach, the replaying of every detail in your head, it sucks the life out of you. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the grip that anger and bitterness have on you. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help us cultivate this whole forgiveness thing. First off, understand that holding onto grudges is a choice. Every single day, you get to choose. Dwell in the past, fueled by anger, or step into the present and take back your power. Think of it like this. You're holding onto a hot coal because someone threw it at you, but eventually you're going to burn yourself. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting, it means choosing to let go of that burning coal so you don't get hurt anymore. Second, forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and pain. It's about choosing peace for your soul, not expecting an apology or some grand gesture from them. Remember, people often hurt because they are hurting themselves. Third, forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey, a process that takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself. There will be bumps along the way. Sometimes you might feel like taking 2 steps back, but keep reminding yourself of the peace and freedom that comes with that anger. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. It takes practice, dedication, and sometimes a few off-key notes before you hit that beautiful harmony. Fourth, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It's about acknowledging that pain existed, allowing yourself to feel those emotions fully, and then choosing to move forward without letting them define you. You can acknowledge the hurt while still choosing to forgive. Imagine it like a storm. You can weather it, learn from it, and come out stronger on the other side. Finally, remember that forgiveness isn't just about letting go of anger towards others. It's also about forgiving yourself. We all make mistakes. We all fall short sometimes. The key is to acknowledge those missteps, learn from them, and then move forward with compassion for yourself. Imagine a loving mentor giving you a gentle nudge, reminding you that you are worthy of forgiveness, even when you stumble. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're a coworker who constantly steals credit for your ideas. You've swallowed your frustration for months, feeling undervalued and resentful. Every time they get praise, you feel that familiar sting of anger. Holding onto this grudge is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down, making every step a struggle. But what if you chose to forgive? Imagine releasing that backpack, letting go of the resentment, and focusing your energy on your own accomplishments. Suddenly, you feel lighter, freer, more empowered. You can still stand up for yourself, communicate your needs, but without the bitterness clouding your judgment. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to walk forward with a clear head and open heart. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing forgiveness today. It might feel uncomfortable at first, like untangling a knotted rope, but trust me, the feeling of freedom on the other side is worth every effort. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoing, it's about setting ourselves free from the prison of anger and resentment. Let's take this wisdom to heart, one step at a time. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a little dose of forgiveness in their life. Also, don't forget to leave or review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, stay stoic and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.